Tiger Woods, please.
This is Eldridge.
Hey, Tiger, it's the Musers from The Ticket. How are you?
Oh, hi, Musers.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, not too good. I didn't do good at golf this weekend.
No.
Well, you did until yesterday.
I know, but ultimately, you know what it comes down to, Jaw?
What's that?
You got to win it on that final day. You got to close that sumbitch out.
Yeah, that's right.
Good Lord. I haven't taken a beating like that since Thanksgiving of 2009.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, what sort of play on words did Jim Nance use for my round? Did he say that Phil actually pebble beach slapped me?
No, I didn't hear him say that. That would have been a pretty good line, though.
Okay. I'm on the lookout for that Jim Nance.
No, he seemed to really have some empathy for you watching you struggle yesterday.
Oh, well, good. Well, we knew one thing, didn't we?
Hmm.
Charlie Wee wasn't going to win that thing.
I don't know. He's a pretty good player.
He pretty much wee-weed down his leg on the first hole.
You thought that was funny?
Hey, let me ask you a sports question, seriously.
Okay.
How do you three-putt from 4 feet out like Charlie Wee?
I thought you were going to do that on 18, Tiger.
Yeah, I was about to say, never mind. I'll figure out how to do it the next round I play in.
Yeah, what's happened to your putter?
I don't know. Maybe I need to use one of those granddad putters like Tony Romo uses.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, you shouldn't be allowed to tuck the handle of something up under your sternum for a fulcrum.
I know it.
And who had a chance of winning other than me and Phil, huh? Why don't we just play each other?
Well, I guess some people would like that.
Would Kevin Na have a chance? You know what I call him?
What?
Kevin Na so much.
Okay, but you're saying all this stuff about Kevin Na and Charlie Wee, but you're the one who shot right. 75 yesterday.
But just don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. I played with Tony Romo. Did you see that? He's from y'all's neck of the woods.
Good player.
Yeah, we've heard of him.
Yeah. It's the only sporting event Tony Romo will compete in February. Have you heard that, Joe?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Have quite the ethnic laugh this morning. When did you introduce that?
Oh, it's just, you know, it's for my mom's side, kind of.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Hey, maybe Tony Romo and I ought to switch places since he beat me yesterday.
He did beat you yesterday.
Yeah, and I think he's more into golf than football, and I'm definitely not into golf anymore. Of course, Tony was playing from the ladies' tees, so that helped him out.
Okay, they were at the ladies' tees. They were a little further up.
But seriously, we ought to switch. We have the same number of Super Bowl titles, so yeah. That's a push.
Yeah.
We're both winning about the same amount of majors. And we both have plowed through a lot of white women in our day.
Whoa.
True. I don't think he'll switch with you, although, who knows?
Yeah, he may like that PGA lifestyle.
Hey, I heard you guys had Michael Orr on today. I'm checking your website right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he on there giving advice to young people?
Yeah, I think he's trying to help out young people now, yeah.
Well, I have some advice for young people, too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever hit a fire hydrant.
Under any circumstances.
Under any circumstances. I knocked out my teeth and my ability to win a golf tournament somehow. I don't know what it is about fire hydrants. These things, they have magical powers. No wonder dogs are fascinated by these things. I'm no longer going to pray to Buddha. I'm just going to pray to that freaking fire hydrant to get my powers back.
It all goes back to the fire hydrant.
You know who I wish could see me play in this tournament this past weekend?
Oh, dear Lord.
Michael Orr?
No. My dad, Earl.
Mm-hmm.
The bulbous ebony pachyderm that went into must so bad that he had to find a poor driving donut shop operator of a Japanese to roll around on until he could introduce his puppies into her baby maker so 9 months later she could fire an 8-pound PGA Jesus across the room and knock the gong off the wall.
Yeah.
him.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I wish could have seen me.
I don't know if he wanted to see yesterday.
I miss him so.
Yeah.
I miss the hand grenades in the backswing. I miss the sniper fire during my three putting exercise.
Three putting exercise.
Yeah, you know, we practiced our three putts.
That's really odd. Well, you know what? He may have seen me. He may have seen you looking up through the flames. Or down through the clouds, you know.
Right.
I don't know where he is. I'm just saying that wherever he is, he may have seen you.
You have made me cry.
No, why do that to Tiger?
You have made me cry, Junior Miller.
Take it back.
I'm going to have to go eat some Skittles now.
All right, Tiger, hang in there. It's not over yet. I think your comeback is almost complete. Hello?
I think he hung up.
Did he really?
Yeah, but at our new digs, we don't have a dial tone,
oh.
So we don't know when they've hung up. So
really? Someone hangs up on us and we don't have a dial tone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is pretty wild.
Okay.
All right, well, there's Fake Tiger for...
I didn't get a chance to apologize. I thought he was still with us.
Yeah, I did too.